Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight. Happy
Lady
International
Gang.
Lady Gang.
Why did
together.
You decide it was international?
I think that's because we have fans all over the world, Jack. Oh. Okay, ready?
Happy International Lady Gang Day.
What does that even mean?
Well, it's something I made up for us. I'm sick of all these fucking, it's International Pancake
Peanut Butter Day.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, In all seriousness, mm-hmm. we had this amazing summer tour. We got to meet so many women out there. They were so fucking cool. Like, people bringing us gifts and like stories and crying, and like, it was just so overwhelming that then one night I dreamt up this idea of like a way in which we could give back to the Lady Gang community, because other than blessing them with this great media to listen to on their commutes,
yeah,
we don't do that much. I mean, every once in a while we help a girl out, you know, mm-hmm. but we haven't ever done like a thank you for your acts of service towards the Lady Gang. Thanks for telling your friend and your mom and right. supporting us and making us a success. So I thought, how cool would it be to do like an International Lady Gang? And it's not like Friendship Day or like Boyfriend Day. It's like your fucking Lady Gang Day. Like, it's not just because when I see National Best Friend Day, that's rude.
Why?
Because I'm not friends. That's not exactly what I
Wait,
meant at all.
But why?
Because it's like you can only tag one best friend. Like, what if you have a whole gang of best friends?
I'm sure no one's gonna come after you
if you tag,
if
more,
you tag
than one.
More than one.
I'm sure, but this is different. This is Lady Gang Day, and so this has been, we've had 9 days leading up to this episode on the 10th. The reason we chose the 10th is because today is Tuesday. Technically, our 4-year anniversary of the podcast
Whoa.
Was on the 8th
Whoa.
Of Pray, December.
Hooray.
Yeah. Isn't that nuts? And so this is the closest day on the podcast. And so for the last 9 days, we have done so many fun things. We've given stuff away. People have won gift cards and treats and whatever. And we've called you and FaceTimed you. And like, it has been so amazing. And it all ends today with this episode, what International Lady Gang Day episode.
Okay. Is it time for... Yeah. Cool.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Kelty, you seem pretty enthusiastic. Why don't you kick us off?
Go ahead, Kelty.
Sure. My Kelty. Bad week. I have been deep in a fun time of laser hair removal for the last year. And
on your bikini?
I've been doing Brazilian bikini, so butthole and Brazilian.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm never quite...
Butthole and Brazilian.
Butthole and vagina.
Brazilian is the butthole.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to say butthole with it.
She just really wants to.
I just want to say butthole. So the thing is that when you're an adult and you're like on your 7th laser hair removal, like no one actually stops to be like, here's what you should do prior to laser hair removal. Like, I'm still a little bit in the dark. Do I shave?
Yes.
How many days ahead do I shave?
The place you go to doesn't tell you?
I mean, they probably should have. Maybe they didn't.
They
I didn't
probably
listen.
Did, and you didn't listen.
Yeah, they probably gave you a pamphlet.
It's but like when you use that stupid Rodan and Fields suction on the wrong part of your face.
And then I had a zit for like 4 weeks.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm not like not 100% sure, but what troubles me about laser hair removal is that I'll shave and then you can't see where the hair is. How do I know that you're like getting the spots? Because I keep getting like the front of me is like a bald little baby's head, but like the innards, it's not going as well.
But is it because you have hairs on your vagina that are lighter?
I don't know the answer.
Because laser hair removal only works for dark hair.
Well, I think my butt hair's dark. I'm almost positive.
I'm sure it is. Although, but I will say something about your butthole hair. It is finer.
Oh.
It's finer than your...
But what I've noticed, because I have gotten laser hair removal, and I'm just like a seal down there.
Yeah.
But I do, like on the inner two, yeah. I still have hair left, but it's because it's lighter, and they just can't get light hair. So maybe you...
It's not that. It's dark.
It's just not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they getting in there?
Yeah.
Like,
do they open up the
yes.
door?
The London Gate, London Bridge is open. So, but here's what happened this last time I went. This is why it's my bad week. So, like, I shaved and then, like, it was a couple days and I, like, was a little lazy. And so I don't know that I had, like, the best, like, ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm on the table and she has me in butterfly open and she's like, huh. Yeah, I'm just going to shave this down a bit. So she gets out a Bic razor.
Ooh.
And the lady is like in my, like fully in my vagina, shaving it, pulling the lip, shaving it. And then she's like, yeah, there's too much hair in your butt. Do you want me to shave your butt? I'm like, I'll get it next time. Like, I was like, this is so demeaning. Because first of all, when you go get like a wax or laser, like it's full light. You are in the fluorescence. Yeah. I am full naked because I'm getting all other parts done too. I'm just laying there with the big fucking blue blockers on. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. And she's like,
a dry shave too?
A dry shave. And I felt so embarrassed because I was like, oh yeah, sorry. And then I was like, I don't want to be known as one of those people that doesn't take care of their vagina.
You did not keep your crotch top notch.
I did not keep my crotch top notch.
But you're keeping that off the shoulder t-shirt. You are constantly moving around the neckline of your shirts when we podcast.
I know.
Is that like a nervous thing?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah. Okay. Also, I have never seen a boat neck like that.
I haven't either.
In a long time.
Is it from you, like, stretching it?
Is this supposed to be a V-neck?
This is the shape of the
Neither
shirt.
Neither of it you is wearing a bra.
Okay.
I have a thick shirt on, though.
That's
my nipples
it's
are
not,
hurt.
Sometimes okay. it's not Can about the thickness of the shirt.
Have a good week.
Okay, go.
I want to tell you
oh, no.
that I love the Taylor Swift Lover album.
Is it?
It's a good week. It's out top to bottom. It's bops. Reputation was not for me.
Mm. Bops.
But Lover?
Cool.
Is it because I'm in love? Probably. Am I in love? I don't know. Anyway,
with
that's
your
it.
Husband?
No, I'm in love. But I'm not like new in love where she's like,
am I in love?
Not...
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, go, Jack. Your turn.
Oh, my God.
Idiot.
Okay. My good week is that. And this is also a good week for Becca.
What?
Curb Your Enthusiasm Ugh. Is coming f***ing back.
Ugh.
January 29th.
It's been too long.
It's been too long. And I had a friend that was working on it. And I know it got put on hiatus for a while. So they didn't know when they were going to release it. Larry also like doesn't really have any sort of a calendar when he releases new episodes.
He doesn't care. He's so rich.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to take like a 4-year break. Yeah. So it's coming back. And I'm so f***ing
That's going to be great for us.
So good for us.
Do you think we should launch like a
campaign
to get Larry on?
Oh no, that's what I was thinking, like a recap show. Like, do you want to launch like a solo or like, you know how all like Bachelor or Big Brother, they all have after
we
shows
can have an after show for well, like, your enthusiasm. That'd be so funny.
Depressing.
And we're just like, yeah, it was so crazy when Larry was like in the shower and like realized the soap wasn't there. It was like
I would listen to it.
You would?
Yeah.
Let's try it. See if anyone listens.
Okay. We'll do one episode recap. my bad week is that I just realized that there is a drink that is just hot Dr. Pepper.
No.
Have you guys ever heard about this?
No.
Wait, that sounds delicious.
It does?
Yeah. I love Dr. Pepper. And
hot?
If you could put it in like a hot tea format.
Apparently, it turns into this really syrupy, sweet,
no
and the carbonation
Dr.
goes
Pepper.
Away.
That's
always
a lie.
Wondered.
I
who
like Dr.
Buys
Pepper.
Dr.
A
Pepper.
Ton of people love
I
Dr.
will have
Pepper.
A Dr. Pepper if a root beer is unavailable.
If
Diet
hungover,
Dr. Pepper or Diet
Straight up Dr. Pepper. Diet I don't do diet gross. Sodas.
It's disgusting.
What is Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. It's prune. Oh, no. I do know. It's like what there's is, prunes
what flavor
in it.
Is
and it,
it
actually, they started by making it for people who couldn't poo.
But so, there's definitely no prunes in it anymore.
Yeah, but it still makes you poo.
It, no, it doesn't. It does?
Yes. If I'm hungover, I really crave Dr. Pepper. And so I started drinking. No, but that's the aftermath.
Huh.
Like, it just tastes so good, and then I get the shits.
So since
wait, you, what is the flavor of Dr. Pepper?
How are you sitting here saying you hate it, you don't understand, no, and you don't know what it
Kelsey,
tastes
what's
like?
What's the flavor of Coke? It doesn't have a flavor.
It's a cola
cancer.
Flavor.
Cancer flavor.
It's a cola flavor.
No.
Dr. Pepper is
what's
like
cola?
A cola.
What is cola from?
Cola is cola flavor.
But what's cola?
It's the flavor of cola. You know what the fuck. You get a little candy, a penny candy that's the shape of a cola, and you eat it, and you're like, oh, it's cola flavor.
Isn't
no,
cola,
cola is
Canadian
a flavor.
Thing.
Isn't a cola candy just a representation of
Coca-Cola?
Yes.
So, but where, if you're saying where does the flavor of Dr. Pepper come from, where
I'm not
does
asking,
the flavor of cola come from?
I'm not
from?
Asking where the flavor of Dr. Pepper
oh
comes
God,
from.
You guys, I'm so brain dead.
Asking what the flavor
it's
is
delicious.
Described as.
I
is
don't
it
know.
Described as pepper?
No.
No.
Okay.
Why would I ever...
Like a grape soda is grape, even though it doesn't taste like grape.
I don't know what the flavor is.
Okay.
What's
it's
a
delicious.
Sprite? Most sodas don't have a
Sprite
flavor.
Is a lemon lime. Soda.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, I am right. That's
it
fine.
Was created in the 1880s by pharmacist Charles Alderton in Waco, Texas. You should
Waco.
Love this. It's from Waco. Your people.
Chip and Joanna. Mm.
And it first, oh,
second famous.
It was first served around 1885. It was the first nationally marketed. Okay, wait, hold on.
What is the flavor?
Of... Hold on, idiots.
Tell me the goddamn
Did they
flavor.
Have cocaine in that too?
I wish.
What is the flavor?
Let's see.
I feel like all sodas were originally made as a medicine.
We're so off topic and I'm so chill. I'm like, we will chill. Not move on
no.
until I find the origin story of Dr. Pepper. If you thought we were going to continue this episode, we are on a permanent hold.
No.
Until Becca.
It was just a new kind of soda pop. That was it.
Soda pop.
Dr.
Okay.
Pepper flavor profile.
Why did a pharmacist start it?
Because pharmacists are smart.
Orly.
Orly. Becca.
Wait. Okay.
What?
Oh, damn. No. Dr. Pepper Dark Berry.
No, there's also black cherry. It's not okay. Becca,
allegedly, the recipe is kept as two halves in safe deposit boxes in two separate Dallas banks.
No.
Whoa.
It's a unique blend of natural and artificial flavors. It does not contain prune juice.
It doesn't?
No.
But it is a laxative.
There you go. It
says Dr. Pepper is laxative of sodas.
Oh. Okay, let's
wait.
Move on.
And in this, wait a second, and to make it super laxative-y, you heat it up.
Oh my gosh. How do I find this hot Dr. Pepper?
It's a full
You literally
moment.
Get Dr. Pepper and put it in the microwave.
Oh, you mean they're not like serving it hot somewhere?
No, you just make it yourself.
You got to go to the Dr. Pepper to back Dr. Pepper.
We used to go growing up in Atlanta. Our yearly field trips would be to the Coca-Cola Museum because Coca-Cola started in Atlanta. And it is
fascinating.
It is not fascinating. It's just so weird. You grow up thinking that everybody grows up going to the Coca-Cola museum.
And they don't.
Every year. Every year. And you would taste colas from all the lands.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, this is what Coca-Cola tastes like in Japan. And, like,
oh.
you taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Do you have a good week, bad week?
Kids would do that?
No.
I think it's weird.
We go to weird days on the field
There's
trips.
There's so many rich
you, Did you
Coca-Cola
go to
Coca-Cola family members living in Atlanta.
Oh, shit. I
so
bet.
Many rich people. They have trust funds that don't run out.
What?
I know people who have trust funds that they can't possibly ever spend all the money. It's crazy.
Okay.
There's I want to be in that family.
Same. Mm-hmm. I was really born in the wrong family. My good week is... I've been doing a lot of the Obey Fitness at my house.
You have?
That's exciting.
Yeah, the it, at home.
Have you done Peter yet?
I don't really pay attention to teachers' names.
Okay.
I've been doing it because something happened, very triggering, happened to me at the yoga studio recently.
Oh, no.
So I've always gone to the same yoga studio, Core Power. I think they have great classes. Mm-hmm. It's a great establishment. I've been going there for years, about five to be exact, mm-hmm. and several times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get comp discounts, and I don't get free classes, just for the record.
You pay.
Pay full price, always, even though I know other people who don't pay. It's fine. No big deal. So So I'm in the class and I brought my, I never bring my phone in, but this was when there was a big fire happening.
Right.
And so I brought my phone in the class because I'm like, God forbid, I live in the hills.
Right.
And fires move fast, very fast. And I have a dog at home.
Right.
And I'm not going to be in a yoga class getting all zenned out.
You're not going to be able to relax.
I'm not going to be able to. So as long as I have my phone there and I can occasionally just like tap it and look at it and know that everything's okay,
right,
then I'm good.
Yep.
Well, before class even started, before it even started, mm-hmm, I had my phone and mm-hmm I was setting it on silent. Mm-hmm. And then I put it under my
mat,
sweatshirt.
Okay.
And the teacher comes over and she's like, hi. So passive aggressive. Uh-huh. Hi. We have a really strict no phones policy in class. So if you would like me, normally I would tell you to put it in the locker, but we're going to start class. So why don't I just hold it at the front of the class for you? Like I'm in the second grade and she can't, I can't be trusted to not touch my own fucking phone. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm not going to because there's fires happening all over Los Angeles. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to be like in touch with the rest of the world for this next hour.
Yeah.
You haven't even started class yet. It's not like I'm Instagramming my
right
sound downward salutation.
Dog.
And the class hasn't even freaking started. And you know what she did? She forgot to turn the heat on because she was so busy being a busybody up in my business that then halfway through class, I'm like, it's like, hot, it's like chilly in here. And I know it's because she got caught up in getting in my grill.
No.
And then I was like, you know what? You know what? You know what? This is what I have to say.
Oh.
If I'm paying an insane amount of money to work out with you, don't tell me I can't bring my cell phone in. Mm-hmm. Like, people have children, people have babies. I'm never going to have a child and not bring a cell phone into a class
right
for an hour.
Right.
Is it time for an Apple Watch?
Well, that's what the other point that I was going to make. That's way more distracting when people have their Apple Watches and they're
and
just
then,
tapping away.
Is coming up. Yeah.
And I'm like, so I think it's really, yes, I get it. Yoga, you should be zen. You shouldn't be able to be on your phone at all. But your phone can be in the fucking class. I'm spending $30 to spend money to take your class, bitch. Mm-hmm. I almost left. I was so mad.
So now you've been working out at home.
So I haven't been back. I haven't been back.
Wow. You are pissed because you went there like obsessively.
A lot. And you know what it is? It's like the way her passive aggressive behavior
right
treating me like a child.
Right.
It was before class started.
Right.
Also, you should know before a class starts when there's fires, literally Los Angeles is on fire.
Yeah.
That you should just understand that like people are respectful. They're in a yoga class.
Well, what like, she could have come up to you has been like, hey, normally we don't allow phones in. Like I see yours. Are you like affected by the fires? You are. Well, just like, you know. Of course, like use your discretion try
right
to distract.
I think you say like, nothing until class starts and if someone gets on their phone.
Right.
I think that
right
it does not matter what you have in the class. Like, it's not like we had to go through a metal detector to get into the class to prove mm-hmm we didn't have paraphernalia. But like, I think it's bullshit. Yeah, you can't be on your phone, but like, this is not school. Mm-hmm. You're not paying me to be here. I'm mm-hmm paying you to be there.
Right.
Ooh. Okay. Do you have a good week?
No.
That her good it week was she was, oh,
that's why I'm working out at home.
Oh.
Because I'm so fired up.
Okay. You need to take Peter's class because I'll be squatting with him and he's like, you're a model. I'm a model. And it's like my favorite thing.
I don't think I'd like that.
You probably wouldn't. Uh-uh. Okay. All right. When we come back, we're going to celebrate you, the Lady Gang.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
You're back. You wanted to apologize for your tirade.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to go off on another woman on International Lady Gang Day.
Well...
Well, it's very on brand.
It was fine. Really don't like being treated like a child.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, happy International Lady Gang to all the ladies out there. I wanted to ask you a few questions about the Lady Gang on International Lady Gang Day. And then I have a really fun list of moments that have happened in the Lady Gang Facebook group that we are going to talk about.
Amazing.
It's so fun. So can you believe the show's 4 years old?
Yes.
I can't really remember a time without you guys.
I don't either.
It's weird thinking about life before the Lady Gang.
It feels longer than 4 years, I gotta be honest.
It does.
It does feel long.
I always, for like the last 6 months, I thought it was 5 years.
Is it 5 years?
No.
No. No, 4 years.
It's 4 years. Do you remember when we first started and we used to record at the Podcast One studios and we'd be like, okay, time for a picture, and we'd take our guests to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Take a selfie in the mirror.
I forgot about that because yep the lighting was the only good place.
Yeah.
So crazy, right?
And yes, we always used to, we recorded, well, never mind.
What?
We were always drunk.
Well, we were always drunk and we recorded on Friday nights.
We did?
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Because
it was like the only time that worked with your schedule. Ugh. It was like Friday nights at like 6 p.m.
Kelty's schedule has really been the bane of our existence.
It really has.
For four years, I never want to hear about another shoot for E.T.
It is fucking
Thank God Becca and I have super flexible schedules. I
mean, this never would have
worked. This would never happen if either of us had like an actual
schedule. No, for sure. It would be impossible. I really am scared for the day when you're like on a series again and like we're trying to figure this out.
We'll have to go podcast from Becca's series in the bathroom.
Leave. I'll just leave.
The Lady Gang?
Yeah.
Yoga.
You're like,
bye.
You're like, I'm going to yoga.
Thought this was like a little minor
like
side
interim.
Hustle.
Yeah, the side hustles become the full hustle.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Okay. If you could go back, would you join?
The Lady Gang?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you start it? Would you still start it?
Of course.
Would you start it 2 years earlier? I would.
Yeah.
You would have started 2 years earlier?
Yeah. It's been the best thing of my life.
I think we honestly started at a great time. I think we started at a time where podcasts were still new, but then they weren't too new that people really weren't listening to them at all.
And I think that like the time that we started was when everyone was getting into podcasts. So then everyone was getting to know us at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like now I don't think new listeners enjoy our podcast as much because we know each other so well. And like there's so many inside jokes. Yeah. It's hard to get in at this point.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
How can we
shout out to the OGs?
One of the things that we're doing on International Lady Gang Day is that we're inviting all of our Lady Gang members to invite two friends into the Lady Gang.
That's cute. The group, the Facebook
they're
group.
They're going to hate us.
No, just
the new friends.
No, I like our group is, by the way.
No, just us, not a group.
No, I'm just like saying to two friends, like, hey, you know what you should do? You should listen to the Lady Gang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You know,
they're going to hate us.
Yeah, whatever.
They're not going to hate me. I'm great. Okay. What has the thing that has surprised you both the most about the show?
You want to go first since you created the question?
When I just want to, I'll show, tell you something very interesting because it's International Lady Gang Day. It's a day of love. When I create these questions, I don't automatically think of my answer.
Oh.
I literally just write down the question.
Hmm. The most surprising thing for me has been all the different places we've grown the brand. Like I always knew the podcast was, you know, it was great and it was going to be like successful for us, like relatively. But I didn't think that everything else we've kind of put our hands into would also do well.
Yeah.
Aside from the TV show.
I never.
You know, one little fail out of a bunch of wins is pretty good.
It's true.
Yeah.
I think we did a pretty good job.
The most surprising thing for me is that I've had to lie about everything in my life. Like my
to make it cooler?
No, to like make it. Like when I was a professional dancer, I was like a really shit professional dancer. And it would be like, I would do one weird industrial where like also Vanessa Carlton showed up. And then I'd be like, backup dancer for Vanessa Carlton. Like that wasn't actually like really the truth. You know, people were like, I danced with Taylor Swift like once. You know what I mean?
Like Meghan Markle.
Right.
They were saying that there was like an interview with her and she was saying she like lied about being in the union. For the actors.
Oh, really?
At her first audition, and she got the job, and then the casting director was like, you lied to us, and she got blacklisted from that casting director.
Oh, damn!
Yeah, I've always had to lie and, like, kind of, like, fake it till I never made it, you know?
Yeah.
And with Lady Gang, like, it was kind of instantly, like, a success, and it's been so cool to be, for people to be like, you're killing it, and then be like, yeah.
Like, I am killing it.
I'm like, it's not a lie.
Yeah, I think it's surprising how easy things have been for us. Mm-hmm. We've like worked our asses off, but things kind of just happened and kept flowing in the way that they should without there being too much pushback or like obstacles. Mm-hmm. And then I also think it's surprising, not that I didn't think this, but we get along so well and none of us were good friends when we started it. So it's surprising that three people can come together and be business partners without like any conflict.
For sure.
What do you wish you could do more of in the Lady Gang?
I wish I could drink more. We don't drink anymore.
Yeah, we don't drink anymore.
Should we get drunk?
Yes.
We need to like have a drunk night.
No, we should.
Because Kelty, you do. And then like for 7 weeks after you're like, I can't drink. I just can't. I can't do it. So you get us all excited to start drinking again. And then you just go cold turkey done.
And don't drink for 3 years.
Should we do one? Like maybe we'll do like one New Year's episode that we're just like fucking wasted.
Yeah. Well, we should do it like if we have another chunk.
Yeah.
That we're doing like a couple episodes over or whatever. Yeah. We should have like a little drinky.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I like it. What do you hate the most about the Lady Gang?
You. Just kidding.
You know what I hate? I hate when someone calls us out for doing something that we had like already flagged as like, ooh, this could be a thing, but like we can't do anything about it. Like for me, the lady box, like when a lady box is in the hands of UPS yeah. and I get an email and someone's like, it wasn't delivered, like I cannot do anything, but I feel so bad.
Yeah.
And I can't sleep.
Yeah. That's a bummer. Well, it's just like when things are, yeah, they're out of your hands. You're like, I can't touch it.
I also hate that we record for like hours at a time, and often I'll have a Diet Coke or a salad, and then I'll have diarrhea, and I'll be having to like focus on the podcast, but also focus on how to not have diarrhea.
Why do you think
show.
You just got diarrhea?
I don't know.
Probably because she doesn't like.
Honestly, it's probably the first salad you've had in.
No,
your body's like, where's the Snickers?
You're so rude. You know what I hate about the Lady Gang?
Your attitude.
Jack and Becca making fun of me for eating Snickers.
I hate Kelty's tiny bladder because that's another thing that happens is we have a break. Ugh. Everybody has their bathroom break. Uh-huh. We go to record an episode. We're like on a time crunch. And then while me or Becca is in the middle of a story, Kelty gets up, makes a huge commotion because she has to pee all of a sudden, even though we just had a break.
Yeah.
And then we get distracted and then you can't tell the story.
And we have such short periods of time. Like,
right.
We are always rushed.
Yeah.
And that's always. Tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really hard. What is one thing you love the most about our Lady Gang girls and being in the Lady Gang? Two questions.
Oh, wow. I think, well, I was going to say this earlier, but especially in our number one, our girls are so fucking cool. I don't think we expected that our Lady Gang was going to be so
you're a
rad.
Loser, so if they're anything like you, they're lame as shit.
Everyone's cool except the girl that tweeted me about my sour attitude.
Yeah. And also our Facebook group, I have to say, as a member of other Facebook groups that quickly turn into dumpster fires at the drop of a hat, ours has stayed so cool. The girls are so rad. They give such good advice that sometimes when somebody posts a very questionable post and then unanimously all the advice is like, I would give that. I'm like, you guys are... We've had a smart bunch.
Yeah, they're so nice to each other.
Yeah,
very for the most part. I think it's the hard work of our moderators.
Yes.
Because they are like in constant contact with each other. What do you think? And they're like have this whole system of like they take down a post, but they email the person about why they're getting it taken down. And then like, you know, anyway.
They definitely keep things at bay.
Every once in a year we have like a big blow up. And it's like
the trolls come out like once a year.
Yeah, it's like
and then somebody burns a lady box, you know?
Yeah, and like, then it's like a big cleanup.
Like that. It's very spirited.
We're done.
You know, I actually heard in another group somebody was talking about. Remember the group? It was Thunderdome. That's where all the trolls come from, and then they go and infiltrate other Facebook groups.
Wow, could you imagine if that's your hobby?
Yeah. Just being
Thunderdome,
ruining people's lives, sending screenshots to people's husbands.
That's gonna be my new nickname, Thunderdome.
Sounds like a porn site.
It does. It sounds like a porno.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I want to find what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
All right. So on our Facebook group, I posted, what's the weirdest and most fun thing that's ever happened to you by being a part of the Lady Gang group?
Oh,
and
fun.
We got so many good answers.
Love it.
Okay, so let me get to the start so that I can really review in a nice way. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Convinced both myself and my mom to call out of work for 2 days and meet in Vegas after breaking up with a controlling boyfriend.
Ooh, get it, girl.
Yeah. Mm. So she was motivated to do that from the Lady Gang?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
Kendra says, I quit my job and had a baby and found out I'm pregnant again. It's fun to share with everyone when you just can't tell your people yet.
Oh, see,
We get that a lot.
We get that a lot of people that are pregnant or they got married and they can't tell, like... the fam or friends yet.
Yeah, but they need to say something.
It's a cool place for our girls to kind of feel safe and like get that girl power without, it's like a therapist.
Yeah.
It is, because it's like not a close friend. They can't hold it against you.
Yeah.
Right.
Not that they'd hold a pregnancy against you, but it doesn't trickle into the rest of your life.
Right. And you're like, I can't remember who I told and who I didn't.
It's like objective feedback.
Secrecy.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this one so much. Lindsay, you are the goat. Listen to this. I quit planning the 250-person wedding that was giving me severe anxiety and instead planned the 25-person beach wedding that I actually wanted. It's this Saturday, and I would have never had the balls to make that decision without the Lady Gang's support.
Oh, I love that.
That's great.
That sounds like a dream wedding.
It's well, love first, that. Happy wedding, girl. Beach wedding is amazing. But also, like, it's so, we see so many wedding problems. And you know when you're, like, spazzing out and you've already driven your people crazy talking about wedding? It's nice to have some, like, other people. And the
we have a Lady Gang wedding group, don't we?
We have a Lady Gang wedding group. And we just got an email from some bridesmaids company that were like, we want to advertise in the podcast because so many girls are coming to our site and buying their bridesmaids dresses from us and then saying, where did you hear about it? The Lady Gang wedding group.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
And I checked out the dresses and they're actually cute. So anyone will post.
Love
them.
That.
Okay. Betsy made a friend and Katie. Cute.
Betsy and Katie.
Becca finding out what kind of bujo Kelty uses. Just kidding. I made that up. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
Oh, Lainey. You guys helped this almost 46-year-old lady get her mojo back. This group helps me stay current.
Oh, I love that. Very cute.
Kayla, my career took the fuck off because I posted an after photo of hair that I colored, cut, and styled. I was in a huge rut in my career. She's a hairdresser as a stylist. And this group gave me life and helped me gain the confidence I needed to be better in my career. Thank you, Lady Gang.
Cute.
Dope. Where's she located?
Yeah, where did her haircut, Kayla? She looks cute. She's beautiful blonde hair and a cute family and her little thing. Ashley says, I got an $85 Kate Somerville facial scrub sent to me for free.
Get it, girl.
Get that free shit.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was from a lady box.
Right?
Yeah.
Katie, I shave my face? Question emoji?
It's a good thing to do.
It's not a bad thing to do. Oh, and Amanda says she does. And
shaves her face?
A lot of girls mentioned, yeah, I also shave my face, like 10 of them.
God, I love shaving my face so much.
I need to try it again.
This is so, you haven't been shaving your face?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I've been shaving
I didn't like it the time that I did it, and then I got scared to do it again.
How do you not like it? Such a dream.
I didn't like the stubby, like, growing back.
It doesn't stubble anymore.
Oh, you just have to keep doing it? Do you do it yourself or you get it done?
I do it myself.
Yeah, with a tinkle.
Okay.
Do you use a tinkle?
No. I use the Dermaflash.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best one.
Yeah, I get a little stubbly, to be honest, on my, like, feel it right now. Come on over.
Upper lip?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, but it's like peach fuzz.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I definitely need to do my lip.
Okay. Yeah, because,
She's okay. Like, yeah, because I saw
it. Because we can see it. Ah! Okay, Rachel, this is so f***ing cute. Rachel, one of the girls in here lost weight. Woo! And her beautiful red winter coat no longer fit her. So she offered to send it to me for free because it was my size.
Oh, that's sweet. Cute. Love a red coat. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it looks beautiful on her.
Tara, I found a group of other 20, 30-somethings that love Taylor Swift as much as I do.
Wow.
Kelty's in that group.
Alicia says, I found out that snakes can get lost in cars. Do you
oh my God.
That episode?
That story was so
that
good.
That haunts me.
And then someone was like, we needed a follow-up. Alicia was like, did we ever hear from that girl again? I hope she's doing okay.
Did they ever get the
snake
out of her car?
I will never forget the post, traumatized for life. I don't know. Do you know, Alex? Can we
this
get
was
an
before
update?
Alex.
I know.
We need an update, Snake Charmer.
Snake Gate.
We need to know. Yeah, Snake Gate.
Okay. Ashley says, watching Kelty describe her fun game of 20 pumps or less at the San Francisco Lady Hang.
Oh,
I don't
my even God.
I don't remember that at all. I mean, I remember 20 pumps or less, of course. Who could forget it? It's the game I play with Chris when I want to have fast sex.
Oh.
That you get 20 pumps. And at 20,
you
I'm out. And I'm leaving
idiot.
The room.
Wow.
Yeah. Kelly says, it's so fun for as a 50-year-old lady to be in here with my 20-year-old daughter.
Cute. Oh, that's cute. My mom's in the group, too.
My mom's in the group, too, and she is smartly. Sheila, if you're listening to this and you're in trouble, you're not allowed to listen to my episodes. But my mom has been so smart, and she has not commented yet because she can do some really cringy comments on my Instagram.
Oh, no.
Like what?
She'll be like, I'll be like, yeah, wear a pantsuit, but make it fashion. And she'll be like, you always were fashionable, girl.
Like,
it's like so embarrassing.
I think that's cute.
That is cute.
Okay. Next. Oh, Caitlin, I found both of my roommates on here, and they're both some of my favorite people now.
Oh, well, lifelong friends.
Caitlin, Lindsay, and Tori. But Caitlin, you will hate each other soon after you live together.
I never hated any of my friends that I live with.
Oh, Beth, you helped me when I lost my Nana. Ashley says, it helped me get through some of the toughest days while trying to start a family with my husband. Emily, got a text the other day in a group chat of local lady gang girls about one of them finding her first Kelty boob hair.
Like nipple a nipple hair.
I'll go down. Let my tombstone read.
She was an Emmy-winning
nipple hair crusader.
Nipple hair crusader.
Nipple hair crusader is so
dude.
Crusader is a word that they don't use enough to describe me, or we don't use enough in general.
Crusader.
You're
crusader.
A nipple hair crusader.
Should we make merch?
Yes. Actually, nobody's gonna wear it.
No, what we need to make merch of is your away messages.
What ones?
Remember when we were talking about your AIM away messages?
Oh, yeah.
Started popping up and they're like so emo.
Wait.
Remember the AIM away messages when it was like Dancing Celts 99 and like girl with a G-U-R-L?
Yeah, but I don't
know. Oh, no, the away message was just like going to kiss my lover in Paris. And is this the snake?
They found the snake?
Wait, hold on.
What kind of a snake
Alex,
is that?
Alex, give us an update. We can't hear you. You have to come see. Oh,
wait.
So they found the snake.
So the snake got lost in the car, correct?
And they never found
and
it.
And they never.
No, the mechanic found it.
How long was it in the car alive for?
I don't know.
Ew.
Oh, shit.
That's disgusting.
We found the snake.
Snake has been found.
Snake has been found. Okay. Catherine says, I learned about toilet peen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Toilet peen.
Toilet dick water or whatever.
Toilet peen is where your penis is so long.
No, I know.
If you're pooping, it goes into the water, and then you give it a blowjob, and you have toilet peen on your mouth.
Gross.
I think it was called something else, wasn't it?
No, it was peen. Toilet peen. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the official title, but as a toilet peen crusader, I will try. Okay. This is cute. Dima says, my husband was relocated for work 8 months ago and I had to follow him. I'm in this coldest state of North Dakota. Oof. Just me and him, no family, no friends. I couldn't find a job for 3 months and got so depressed. You guys made me feel like I was hanging out with my girlfriends. You definitely helped me feel better. And when it finally got out of the cloud, I became a news producer for the number one morning news show in the state. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's great.
Boom, boom,
good
boom,
for her.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay, just a couple more. There's so many. I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, which is like very sad. Mary, reconnected with Jordan after meeting once at a wedding 6 years ago and discovered that we are neighbors. And now I'm photographing her wedding in April.
Cute. I love when our girls get to work with each other.
This one I didn't understand. Danielle, I learned that boric acid is a lifesaver and I no longer get yeast infections.
Don't know.
What does that even mean?
Boric acid must help your, you know, balance.
What?
Four reasons not to use boric acid for BV is the first thing that comes up.
Oh, no. Okay, last thing. That Kelty Knight bought me and 20 other Lady Gay members mimosas in London. Yeah, that was a good one.
That's cute.
Okay. Oh. Jack Vanek said my comment on the podcast, Jennifer. It was the worst thing that happened during sex type comment. I was so excited when I heard myself on the podcast. Oh, my God. Annette met my BFF and maid of honor, Krista. I love you. What? Look at how cute they are.
Through Lady Gang?
Through Lady Gang.
Aww.
That is adorable.
You're cute.
I love when people are finding friends.
I'm just seeing if there's like any. I mean, there's like a ton, but. Oh, this group helped me. This is a one we'll end on. This group helped me realize the dick is trash. So I ditched it for non-trash and I'm the happiest I've ever been. Anyway, this really warms my heart. Thank you guys so much for loving us and being a part of the community and the world. And when we come back, we're going to help you fix your lives.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
All right, we're back. First question comes from Anonymous.
Okay.
Anonymous says, my older sister lives in a different town than me, but will come home pretty often. We are only 2 years apart and really close, so when she does come home, she'll come out with me and my friends. I've even noticed that her and one of my guy friends have become super flirty. I have never seen my sister get along with a guy so effortlessly before, and they both seem to be really into each other. Mm-hmm. The other night while we were all out for drinks, he even asked her if she would be interested in going on a date sometime.
Ooh.
She told him yes, that she would. But then when he actually asked her out a couple days later, she told him No.
What?
Is it wrong for me to be mad at my little sister? It's hard because I want to stick up for her, but he's also one of my really good friends, and he seems to be hurt by this.
Well, you can't pick him over your sister.
No.
No.
She doesn't want to go out with him. You go out with him.
I mean, maybe.
But then why did she say yes?
Well, maybe
she
ask her
her mind.
Actually, you know what? I had this exact.
The dick could be trash.
The dick is.
This happened to me.
What?
So when I was growing up, I was in a group. I know it's hard for you to believe, but of four friends. We had like a Spice Girls of five, right? And there's a girl that I went to school with since I was in first grade named Jennifer. And Jen is gorgeous. She's my age. She's super fun. She, I think, is an electrician up on the oil rigs, like has a great gig, has been married and divorced and is single.
Okay.
And my brother, as you know, has been like single for a couple years now. He broke up with his long-term girlfriend, and like he's pretty finicky, and like he doesn't want children, so he's looking for someone that doesn't have
what's
children.
What's with both of you guys not wanting children?
Maybe we just like hate
sad?
Each other so much. I don't know. So anyway, so I was
over that.
I was talking to Jen.
Who knows?
I don't know what it is. So then I was talking to Jen and or Matt, my brother, and I was like, why don't you go out with Jen? And so I wrote our other friend. I was like, why didn't I ever set Jen up with my brother? And then, anyway, long story short, I texted Jen, who I haven't talked to in, like, since our last high school reunion 20 years ago. And I was like, hey, do you want to date my brother? And she was like, oh my God, I've always had a thing for your brother. Is he single? Yeah, I'd love to go out with him. So I text my brother and I was like, bro, you got to go out with Jen. She's so great. And like, she doesn't have kids. Like, this is amazing. And he's like, yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. Let me look up. He's looking up concert tickets. Like, where can I take her on this date? He's going to ask her. I put them on a text together. I'm like, y'all, you need to be connected. Have fun. And then I don't hear from my brother for 2 weeks. So I'm like, bro, did you ask her out? And he goes, no, I'm not going to.
What?
That's different.
That is different. Why not?
He said he's too shy.
Aw.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's different, though.
No. Basically, he said, I'm going to go out with her.
Didn't ask her out.
And she said yes.
And then
no.
She said no. But basically, he was like, I'll go out with her. And
similar,
I told
yeah.
Jen, like, he's going to call you and ask you out. And then he didn't.
Yeah.
It's mean.
It is mean.
Do what you say and say what you do.
Well, since this is a question that somebody sent us, in her situation, like, ask your sister for more clarity. Because it's like, it's not like you would just decide, like, out of the blue that you like somebody and then you don't. Mm-hmm. So something must have happened. So that's also why you don't set up friends.
No, it's true.
Members.
I'm stopping. I thought I could make him happy. I can't.
Yeah. Then it gets awkward and weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Long story short, my mother and I have always had a rocky relationship. Now with this new life step of planning a wedding with my fiance, it's become very difficult to please her as she's the mother of the bride. It seems as though everything I do doesn't make her happy. I want my fiance's family and my family to be able to get along, but it's become so difficult to merge the families together. I don't want to blame my mom, but it seems as though most of the complications have come from her. For example, she's complained that we want to get married in 2019 because she won't have enough funds to contribute, etc. Any ideas I bring up, she makes it clear she's not happy unless I go out of my way to accommodate her needs. My parents are divorced and my father has been nothing but supportive. Does Lady Gang have any advice on how to include my mother but not compromise myself and my fiance's happiness for her?
Moms get so weird
so
about weddings.
Weird.
For no, like even cool moms.
My
Is your mom weird?
Did not get weird.
Yeah.
But other moms get weird.
So Zach's mom was weird.
No. We got lucky because we were not the first to get married.
Right.
I think siblings. Moms get weird when it's
their first go.
Their first go around, and I think also they get weirder with daughters.
Yeah. There's something about a mom, and is it like?
Because then it's like their wedding too.
It's like their moment to shine.
Well, I think a lot, and I think at our age, like a lot of our boomer parents, they didn't have like dreamy weddings because it wasn't like a thing then. Like my parents got married in the living room.
Yeah.
Like the fantasy wedding was like a little bit far and few between.
Yeah.
Like as far as like parents went. So it's like now with the Pinterest, it's like mom loves to be on Pinterest and like feeling like she really wants farm chic and you want inner, you know, like in
it's
this city gold sparkle.
Do you think it's because you get to a point in your life where you're just so bored and you need something to do?
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
I feel
like that's
that could
like,
be it.
It's probably the like
giving them purpose.
The wife or the fiance wife to be, it's like you're like that's the most exciting day of your life, but now it's the most even more exciting day for your mom's life.
Yeah. I mean, I had to grab my mother on my second wedding day to Chris. Like, everyone else was chill because I was like, meh, whatever. I had to grab my mom by both shoulders and look at her. And I said, Mom, this is the Zen zone. Gotta chill out.
I can't believe you had to
She wasn't being chill. No.
That's so weird. Does that run in your family?
I was so chill because I was determined to like not fuck it up again. I'd already had one where I was a disaster. Like, yeah. I was like, I got to enjoy this because this is my person, I think. You know?
Who knows?
Anyway, here's what I'll say. You're the whole thing of like two families coming together to become one family, it doesn't always work like that.
And it doesn't have to.
And also, after your wedding and after that day,
you're never going to see each other. Send
the,
a card.
The other, like, our families loved each other. Like, our families do love each other, Zach and I's, but like,
we're not doing Korea.
Realistically,
the possibility of you being in the same room with all those people again is none.
It's not, we've not done it since.
Yeah.
So next time will probably be when we have a child, and that's just one other time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, it's not really a joining of two families.
Yeah.
It's still you and your spouse going and paying attention to his family or your family.
Right. And like, yeah, it, over holidays, it's like you'll probably split it up. I wouldn't try too hard.
Yeah, don't try too hard. And like, and also people have to get like a pass when it's wedding.
Yeah.
Something about weddings make people
cray cray.
Makes crazy. People
crazy. All right. Last question comes from Sex Starved.
Oh.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years.
Did Zach write in?
I haven't. Seychelles are coming up soon.
You're a dick.
You're so mean.
I would like, if anybody out there is really bored, if you would like to go through the 2019 podcast and tell us how many times Kelty talked about her trip to the Seychelles, please.
We do know that she bought a dress for the Seychelles in June.
She did buy a dress for the Seychelles in June.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
That's June insane.
For a December
I have
trip.
Nothing
you could have been dead.
To look forward to in my life.
So much could change.
I have to deal with you dicks all the time.
Oh, so funny. Okay. My boyfriend and I have been together for, for 3 years.
There's not going to be any good summer dresses in December.
There's plenty.
Resort.
Also, I can't. I'll let you get back to the question in a second. But like, we're going to have a secret wager. Kelty can't listen. Oh, she listens to every podcast. She's such a dork. I really wanted to do a wager on how many posts from the Seychelles we were going to get on Instagram.
We can still do
like,
that.
Like, Sandy, but make it fashion.
If you are still carrying on, did the make it fashion thing stop when the boot came off?
Yeah. No, she recently posted again. Frozen recently. She's like, Frozen, but make it fashion. I'm like,
good, I did.
Good I for glued, you to not
I
have
glued
to,
jewels on my face.
Good for you to not have to ever think of a caption again.
Ever.
Well, you know what? Finish the question,
okay,
you dicks.
My boyfriend.
You know what? I have a question for the lady gang.
What?
Kelty, stop eating.
Stop eating.
God damn it.
Yes.
Well, if you would do your job and read the question.
I am doing my job. You're both interrupting me.
Okay.
Do you have your question, Kelty?
Yeah, I do. My name is Hard Time at Work.
My coworkers
are very jealous of my lifestyle. And I don't know what to do about it. I've tried to talk about the normal things in my life, but whenever I celebrate my small victories, like my trip to the Seychelles, they instantly get jealous.
It's not a victory. Vacation is not a victory.
They have to get jealous.
Unless someone else is paying for it.
And I have to sort
Unless you won it in like a raffle, it's not a victory.
I have to dull my sparkle. Please. How do I continue to relate to these basic bitches who don't go on fabulous vacations and still live my
Except
life?
Except we go on like four for every one of yours.
I know. I'm always on a vacation.
Her life's a vacation.
Oh, God. All right. The Seychelles. How long do you think you'll talk about it after you go on it? Like, will it stop after?
No way. Not a chance.
Okay. Anyways, this girl has been together with her boyfriend for 3 years. I have an extremely high sex drive and have always been this way, but my boyfriend doesn't. Every few months, I have to remind him that I need sex more than just once a week. I prefer 3 to 4 times a week, but 2 to 3 can usually keep me pretty satisfied and happy.
God, what are you drinking?
Important
note.
this is the best sex I've ever had, and I orgasm 99.9% of the time. Yeah. Well, good for you, girl. So the problem isn't the sex itself. It's purely the frequency and the fact that he rarely initiates. Today he told me he feels like he isn't good enough in bed. He has a pretty low self-esteem, even though he's a total hottie, but I didn't realize that our sex life suffered from an actual lack of confidence in the bedroom. What do I do with this new information? How can I foster more confidence in the bedroom when I'm already the initiator? I'm on top most of the time, and I'm pretty forthright. I've suggested toys, porn, all of which seem to embarrass him.
What's Starved Sex? Is that her name?
Starved. Sex Starved.
Sex Starved. Okay, listen. I'm thinking of you, because you. This is a role reversal. Like, the more generic whatever. I'm trying to think of what I would tell you if you were a man sending this in, because I want to give the same advice.
Right.
Here's the thing. Like, if you're too needy and you're too greedy about wanting more, 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 it leaves your partner being a little bit, like, discouraged and a little bit...
Like, resentful.
Like, resentful, yeah. Like, I think that Zach and I have had one period in our marriage where I just was, like, too stressed, too tired, too whatever to initiate sex, and I was, like, not really putting out often. And I knew I was going to, like, get there because I can read him, and it's, like, very obvious to pick up on that. But when he started to make comments, it actually made the situation worse.
Dude, the comments are so annoying.
That's the worst part.
So annoying.
And you, it's like makes you feel bad about yourself. It makes you feel like something's wrong with you. Like, I had a moment where I was like, shit, do I have like some sort of like sexual dysfunction where I lost my sex drive? I think you have to like, I think you have to just take a back seat to the sex in your relationship. And like, you might notice that he is more assertive when you kind of give him a moment to breathe.
And I think men are naturally, obviously, the initiators. So maybe he feels a little emasculated in a sense that you are the one that's initiating everything. And like you said, just maybe giving him a breather and letting him come to you might role reverse it a little bit and make it more even. But at the end of the day, it's like it all comes to compromise, because if this was a guy that was saying that, we would just be like, dude, we're not going to have sex with you every day. Like, that's just not going to happen. You need to come to like a middle ground that's like two or three times a week, and that's fine. But there definitely needs to be, you're not going to get your way either.
Like, I want to eat a bagel every morning for breakfast, but you can't. I can't.
Your body is saying no.
My body is saying no. My heart wants it. My heart wants it. But my body.
Jeans are saying no.
But yeah, I just, it's really hard. It's super hard.
Yeah.
I also think that sometimes I have girlfriends that, this might not be the case, and it might be like totally anti-feminist for me to be saying this, but I think sometimes when you're this feeling this starved for it and you're needing it so much, like, are you lacking a connection with him in other ways? Because there could be a situation where like you're feeling neglected by him emotionally, or your communication is not that great.
And that's where you feel connected.
And that's how you connect. So you're like physically forcing him to connect with you. Like, I've been in relationships before where I have been like starved, sex starved. And I'm like, I just want sex all the time, all the time, all the time. And it's really more about like wanting to connect.
The worst times of my previous relationship when shit was so bad is when I craved it the most, because that is when I felt like I connect. But it was so fucking ass backwards, because that has nothing to do. I mean, it has everything to do with it and nothing to do with it at the same time. Yeah. Also, like, maybe just like masturbate a couple nights.
Yeah.
Might make you feel better.
Girlfriend, let's masturbate.
On that note, happy Lady Gang Day.
Happy International Lady Gang Day.
Thank you so much. And make sure you head on over to our Instagram today to find out all the ways that you can be enjoying International Lady Gang if you're listening to this at 7 a.m. on your commute. It's a big day for us.
Woo!
And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. And make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Will Sterling, Steve Delamater, Kirsten Woodward, and Elizabeth Baquet. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts, and tune in for new episodes every single week.
Hi.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.